Well, our weather pattern change has arrived that we've been talking about all week long. A little bit drier. We'll have a good deal of sunshine today. Unfortunately, drier also means a little bit hotter. We'll reach a couple of degrees above average, about 93, 94 degrees, and feel like temperatures 100 to 106 or so. It still will be a widely scattered late-day shower or storm or isolated, but very hit and miss. Looks like less than 20% of the area to get any rain, and it's the better chances are the more south you live in northeastern Florida. Near and north of I-10, it looks to be pretty much a dry day. South of I-10, a little bit better chance for that isolated shower or storm, especially when you get south of Highway 16, southern Clay, southern St. Johns County. But quite a bit drier than recent days overall today. And then for tomorrow, just a slight uptick in the showers and storms, maybe 30% coverage. Still widely scattered late-day showers and storms, but a few more than today, mid-90s. And then the showers and storms increase for your weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. We go back into a pattern where you're going to want to keep an eye to the sky, and while much of the day is dry and hot and humid, realize that there'll be some pretty heavy showers and thunderstorms that develop in the afternoon and evening hours over the weekend. And that'll continue into early next week on Monday. Still need the rain in many spots. While we've certainly caught up and we have done better overall the last couple of weeks, still in many cases we're well below average. The international airport still just about 2¾ inches below the average so far 6 weeks into the wet season. So still in need of rain. A lot of retention ponds are very low. There are some exceptions, obviously. Again, Arlington to be one of those that has had anywhere from 10 to 12 inches of rain over the last 2 weeks. There are pockets that have had some very heavy rainfall, but there's still quite a few dry spots as well. And we'll turn drier briefly, but pick up those showers and storms again as we head into the weekend. And in the tropics, we still have that area of low pressure just to the east of Florida that I've talked about the last couple of days, and it looks like it stays weak and disorganized while moving to the north, eventually into the Carolinas over the weekend. It is part of the reason why we're a little bit drier the next couple of days, because we're on the west side of that system, and that's what we call a subsidence air. It's sinking. It's not conducive to producing a lot of showers and thunderstorms, but as it gets closer late Friday and Friday evening, that's when we'll have the widely scattered showers and storms develop, and then as it moves away off to the north, we'll get back into the high humidity and that better coverage of showers and storms. But it doesn't look like this system has much chance to develop into anything real significant. It is over very warm water. It's very near the Gulf Stream, but that's about the only thing going for it right now. So it doesn't look like this can become a real significant storm system. We'll keep an eye on it, obviously. And then we still have the remnants of Beryl, which brought, as expected, the third day in a row of significant tornadoes, this time in the northeast, parts of New York and Pennsylvania. Beryl finally moving away and dissipating. And the rest of the tropics were in pretty good shape. Always more Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com. And ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.